This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Aurora police say three officers have been fired for taking and sharing a photo mocking the death of Elijah McClain. A fourth officer resigned earlier in the week. The photo shows one officer holding another in a chokehold while a third looks on. It was taken near the place where officers used the same stranglehold on McClain, who died several days later. Aurora Interim Police Chief Vanessa Wilson called the photo reprehensible. McClain's family have spoken out about the incident, and a march is planned for this evening. Colorado got its 42nd state park this week. The 30-square-mile park includes the southern Colorado landmark of Fisher's Peak. But as CPR's Dan Boyce reports, would-be visitors still have to wait.
Governor Jared Polis signed a bill creating the park this week, though Colorado Parks and Wildlife says there's still a lot of work left to understand the resources in the park and how the public can sustainably recreate there. The goal is to begin opening the park in some capacity in the fall. A group of stakeholders ranging from state and local agencies to conservation groups worked for more than a year to secure the more than $25 million purchase of the land, which was previously a private ranch. The flat-topped Fisher's Peak towers prominently over the town of Trinidad and is on the city's logo. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
Governor Polis signed two laws this week to protect mobile home residents. CPR's Sam Brash reports.
Both laws take aim at something unique to mobile home parks. Residents own their homes, but not the land underneath them. That makes mobile home parks affordable, but also puts residents at the whim of park owners. To address that, one of the laws protects residents from excessive penalties. The other makes it easier for residents to buy a mobile home park themselves. Lawmakers and city officials hope resident-owned parks could become a stable, cheap housing model across the state. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Although Europe has done a better job of slowing the spread of COVID-19 compared to the U.S., apprehension in countries like the U.K. still lingers. How the pandemic is affecting life in Europe? Next on All Things Considered. 87 in Denver, 72 in Vail, 93 for Pueblo, 90 in Grand Junction. This is CPR News.